What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good.
All right. Well, I guess I'll go ahead and get this started here.
Go ahead.
So, this is Dakota. This is the other guy from Penn State Conservatives, and we're gonna go ahead and go through some topics today. Beginning with, I guess we can go start with the Mar-a-Lago. I guess the raid. So, I don't know if you know what the most recent thing is. I guess when they went to Mar-a-Lago, they took his passports, and the 14th Amendment, it actually is, a right to be able to leave the country. And by taking this passport, they I guess they kind of took that right away, but apparently they gave it back to him. Did you hear about that one?
Yeah, I heard about that one.
I don't know. Do you think that's like a violation of his rights?
It's definitely a violation of his rights.
Yeah, I don't. I think. I don't know. It's crazy that they're even allowed to go into they. What they did is they went into his. Well, I mean. Let's just discuss this part. So, when you have a passport, do you actually have one at all, by the way?
Me, I don't, but I know how passports operate.
Okay. So, where would you put a passport if you had a passport? Would you just put it out in your car in the glove compartment?
That's where I would put mine.
You would put yours in the glove compartment?
Or I would put mine in also inside that storage box inside my house.
Okay. And if you had a lot of money, if you were rich, where would you put your passport? Because you're a president, where would you put it?
It in a safe.
Right. So, look where they put it. Where do they, what did they break into to get
They
all the documents? Yeah.
broke into
Yep. So they took everything out of that safe. They didn't care what it was. They took the passports and what he said. I don't know if you've seen his tweets. Remember when he was on Twitter and he was posting things about how he was declassifying all the Russian hoax stuff?
Yep.
So he declassified that. Again, where would you put documents like that?
You would put them in a safe.
Yeah. So clearly that's what they're going for. They went into that safe and took every piece of paper, regardless of what it was, and just said, "Here, here you go. We're gonna take all this." And then when he was like, "Oh, wait, you took my passports." They were like, "Oh, well, here, you're gonna have it back." What the? Do we live in that kind of country?
Nope, this is a free country, and including it's you're pretty much innocent of proving guilty is the way it should be, not just proving guilty right away and they go and raid his house for no obvious reason. There's no evidence or proof for them to even invade his privacy.
Yeah, and I don't know if you heard about that. They on yesterday they had a hearing, and the judge said they had to release the affidavit with the proof of the reasoning for the raid. So I don't know. I can't remember what they said the date was when they're going to be required to show that proof, but I'm excited because I want to see what they actually had as proof, and the re I want to know why they couldn't, provide that information freely. So what they told everybody is they can't just release that information. They have to, there's like legal word, there's FBI terms in that document, they say. So they have to remove those first before they can release that information.
Yeah,
But I mean, I'm excited to see if the judge is going to notice something else in there, because What are you trying to hide? Like, what words do you have to use? And what people are you trying to protect? I don't know. That's one of the craziest things that I can't understand. Why can't you just be honest with the American people? They didn't. I could have sworn Joe Biden said that he was going to be the most, what's the word for it?
That
he was going to be the most transparent president in modern time, right?
He was going to be president.
Yeah, and Joe Biden was promising that he was going to be really transparent with everything.
Yeah, that is true.
So I don't know why he can't just come out there. Anyway, so they went and did the raid on his property. They took the passports, gave him back, and we don't know for sure if that's the documents that they took out of the safe. But what else would be going for? They even specified that they're looking for documents regarding the Russian collusion.
Yep. And which they tried doing it before and it got shut down.
Exactly. But now they're using the FBI. They're militarizing the FBI to go after people.
Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, the Democrats are using the FBI to go after the Republican president. But now if it was a Democratic president, as in at the time when Hillary Clinton was under the organization, I'm not familiar with what she was under. I think she was Secretary of State, maybe, or something of Defense, yeah. Secretary of Defense.
Secretary of State. You're right. You're right the first time.
So back when she had emails of not answering troops, of innocent lives that got killed that could have been actually acted upon and actually saved our troops overseas. And they try to get FBI involved in that situation with those emails, and nothing was done. But now the Democrats wanted to go and target a Republican president who had done great for our nation and stuck by every U.S. American citizen. And now, all of a sudden, now they're trying to condemn him of something going on that's completely a hoax.
Yep. And if it was any Democrat, they would, like, why aren't we... Why can't we see what's going on with the laptop? Where's you know Biden's son's laptop?
Hunter's and where's the
laptop?
Proof? Yeah.
Go ahead. What are you saying?
And not only that, but where's the proof of the times that what'd you call it? Joe Biden. Where's the proof of him reading the transcripts they put in front of him? He can't even barely read.
I think, you know, it's funny you say that because they were I think they just did another interview where he was talking about I don't know about Mar-a-Lago. They, like, how do you not know?
Exactly.
The guy that you hired, highest guy that can give the authority to go and raid his Mar-a-Lago home, that guy's the one that said, do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know how he could not know. If, you know, any other president would have been like, excuse me? You're going to do things without my permission?
That is true. And the other thing is, too, is that Biden is pushing. I know Nancy Pelosi has a lot to do with it, but Biden, the whole Biden Democrat administration, is pushing the fact because they know that Trump is running in 24. He made that very clear. With the new campaign ad that he has out, it made it very clear that our country is going to hell. And it's because the people that are in charge, and Biden is trying to do whatever he can to seize the next election. And it's because it starts with Trump, you know, it starts with him. And he sees him as a threat in a way because he knows that Trump won the election in 2021. Or no, 2020. That was my fault. But 2020. But the thing is, Trump did everything he had to do to protect the American people and the United States, to make it a safer place to live, and everything else. The only thing Biden is trying to do is trying to destroy everything that Trump built. He's trying to bring back illegal immigrants, for one. He's lying, knowing he can't undo what the wall has already been built, sort of. He couldn't finish it because Biden stepped in the way of it. But Biden made promises that he could not keep with Mexico.
Right. Well, you did hear that they were, and I'm going to use, I don't know the new press secretary's name.
I forget what her name is.
Yeah, I don't know her. John Pierre or something like that. John Pierre.
Yep.
So she said, arguing with a Fox anchor, saying, "We're not finishing it. We're not finishing the wall. We are simply," and he kept correcting himself. Okay, filling in the gaps. She goes, "We're not finishing anything. We're cleaning up the last administration's mess." Okay, if you're cleaning up, wouldn't you like pick things up, clean it up, not rebuild, continue building on it?
Mm-hmm.
So as much as I don't know what they're thinking. I think they're trying to please. I think they're getting sick in New York. I don't know if you heard that they sent illegal immigrants from Texas to New York.
Yeah, I seen that.
So I think that the people in New York were complaining about it. So Joe Biden's like, well, my people are getting upset about it now, and where it's happening in our area. So let's go ahead and build this wall now. Let's do something. Mm-hmm. And it's just not working. And then I don't know if you heard, but in Texas, so when illegal immigrants pass the border and they get detained, normally a good president would like go back to where you came from. If you, if you're an asylum seeker and you are approved, we'll bring you back. If not, you're staying there. You go there and stay there till your case is done.
Exactly. And the other thing is, I'm going a little bit off topic, but remember back when we had Bill Clinton years ago?
I remember Bill Clinton.
He didn't do a bad job.
No,
he helped out a lot of people.
I mean, let's be honest, there's a lot of us that were Democrats. I don't know if you were. I was a Democrat.
I registered as a Republican, but my parents were Democrat for a while.
Yeah.
Because back then, don't get me wrong, the Democratic Party used to be for the blue-collar workers. They used to be for everybody in the United States, all Americans. But now the tables have turned, and now they're turning into more like money situation.
Yeah, yeah.
With raising taxes, our inflation's so high right now. The Republicans, what they're trying to do is, and I seen it from when Trump was in, Trump is changing dramatically. Like, he had our taxes at, he cut our taxes in half. He lowered our gas prices and everything else. He didn't push the issue with electric automobiles. I'm going a little bit off topic, but
that's fine.
Because Trump even said going electric too soon, which Biden is doing right now, is going electric way too soon, way too fast. And what happens with that is it ruins our economy.
Well, yeah, you know they, and this is definitely going to make you laugh a little bit, and you people at home are probably going to laugh. But they signed a new bill. It's called the reduction. Dang, I can't think of the words right now.
I understand that.
Inflation reduction bill.
Mm-hmm.
They passed it. And they claim that the bill is going to reduce inflation. But there's economists, economists are like scientists. They're the guys up there, big heads. They even claim that this is going to do nothing but increase inflation even more.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing they put in that bill was to help global warming and all this, all this bullshit that doesn't need to be on.
Exactly. And that's the other thing, like what you're saying, like with inflation wise, and also not only that, but they elected a president, as in Joe Biden, who is now negotiating deals with enemies of ours that should not have been done. And you're giving them money, sending money over to these terrorists that are going to use that money to build better equipment. They're going to get the firepower. And the only thing they're going to do, they already stole our army equipment.
Yeah.
The only thing that's next for them to do is they're just plotting everything that they need to do to execute their plan. And their plan is to take over our country.
And not to correct you, but they didn't steal nothing. We gave them.
Yeah, exactly.
Our military equipment.
Exactly. Biden gave it away. Love Biden should have, instead of pulling out the way he pulled out, like what Trump said, Trump, and I quote, he said specifically, the way he would have pulled out was never how Biden did it. His job would have been, you leave our soldiers there, you get our equipment on the planes first, then you get the civilians out, then our troops. They exactly. did it backwards.
Well, you can't leave equipment there unless they're going to blow it up first.
Exactly. And what they did was they made a fake video. I don't know if anyone's seen it on TikTok. I've seen multiple on TikTok of videos of soldiers busting in their equipment. But that video that I found, that I seen on TikTok, was taken from years ago, from back when we were in Afghanistan years ago.
Oh, you're talking about the one where they took a bombing video from years ago and played it as it's happening now.
As it's happening now.
Yep, I've seen that one.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the first time either. When they were talking about COVID-19, they used videos from people dying on the streets and tried to say people are dying on the streets.
Yep, of drug overdoses.
Like, it has nothing to do with COVID. And
why the FBI's at, I mean,
and right now, it's the funny part. It's the CDC just said, hey, you know what? We were wrong. We fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And you guys need an apology. We're sorry. We're going to restructure the CDC now. But for the last 2 years and a half, anybody that voiced their opinion that was happened to be right, actually, were silenced by the government and silenced by the CDC on Facebook, Twitter, and all those apps.
Exactly.
We weren't able to speak our minds and tell the truth. And they said it was disinformation.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're coming out and saying we were right the whole time.
And the other thing is, too, with the reoccurrency, what's going on also of like the whole Trump, that investigation should never have been conducted by the FBI. But the other question is, too, why is there, is that Trump supporters are now going after the FBI and that judge that granted for them to do the invasion.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's good, but I'm also wondering if they are QAnon.
Yeah, exactly. Just like the time when the whole January 6th riot broke out.
Right.
We all know Trump had nothing to do with that January 6th riot.
No, he definitely didn't, but QAnon doesn't care.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, they
that was their way of getting, and I'm not saying, like, I'm not coming at organized groups or whatever, but the Democrats, I'm saying this right now, because I know this for a fact. I've been studying on this for a long time when it comes to Antifa.
Yeah.
Antifa is a funded government organization.
Well, if they weren't, it's kind of weird how they just happen to always be ready on the go when things are happening.
Yeah, exactly.
We got Antifa, okay? We got Antifa. That's Black Lives Matter's, bad group.
Exactly. Like
Republicans, we have the QAnon, which is our bad group. But both sides have the KKK. I'm sorry. As Republicans, we all need to wake up and understand we do have a lot of racist idiots on our side. But they do, too. The KKK was funded by the Democrat Party.
It was.
And it's not changed today. In fact, go ahead.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden himself went to the funeral of a KKK member.
Yes, he has.
Spoke at, and that is what is crazy, how they called Trump racist.
Exactly. And that's a topic that I'm trying to get onto. I was on YouTube about a few days ago, and I was doing a little bit of research on it. Come and see if it was, it is actually 100% true. It's real proof. There was a KKK member at a Trump rally recently, at one of Trump's rallies, just a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he was wearing a KKK shirt, everything. Trump had him removed by law enforcement.
Oh, had I know him you're removed. About. I've seen
that. And Trump even said law enforcement took forever to remove that individual.
Right.
It took him forever. And the thing is that that president stuck by, he backed the blue, respect everyone that wore uniform. But now, what's going on here now is that everyone's playing the race card when it comes to stuff about President Trump saying, oh, he's racist, label him as a racist. But Trump is not racist. And the best way it comes to Mexican people,
yeah,
he respects the Mexican people. They're hard workers like anybody else. They're harder workers. And I can admit that, too, because I've been seeing a lot of Mexicans that I knew from back work that previous job. They're hard workers, but they're legal.
Yeah.
Trump's problem is that, and which he, there's no problem with it, as the United States rule, it's a regulation. It's how our laws are. In order to become a U.S. citizen, you have to pass a test and a background check. That's how you get into our country, as I become a legal citizen. Everyone else can do it. But there's people out here that are killers and murderers, like Trump said, that are coming across these borders. And before he came in, it was very uncontrolled.
Yeah.
Until they did the ICE thing. And they got immigrants back that were actually hardcore criminals that did raping, killing of individuals. And they sent them back to where they belong in prison, or they sent them in prison here, or sent them back to their country and go to prison over there.
Yeah. Yep.
And people don't seem to realize America is a free state. I mean, it's a free country, which it is. You're free to your own religion or whatever you believe in. But the thing is, the racial thing doesn't exist anymore. We don't live in segregation times anymore. That stuff's already over and done with.
Well, let's be honest. We aren't in segregation times. However, when COVID-19 was going on and the vaccines came out with the Fauci,
yep,
they were saying, oh, you're not vaccinated, you go over here. You're vaccinated, you go here.
Yep.
So we were being segregated.
Pretty much. In that term, yes. Yeah. And do I agree with that? No, I don't agree with that, because it's a person's, like I said, it's a human's, like I said, it's a free country. It's supposed to be free, but the government can't go and issue you and say, hey, you got to get a test done and you got to get a shot to prevent you from getting COVID, or it's going to spread across the whole universe.
Right.
It's your body. You do what's best for your body. Just like when it comes to a woman, just to like a woman when she's pregnant. Which I agree with some things on that occasion, but we're not going to get into that topic. But the thing is, it works on that. Like, people have the right to their body. Just like they have an option to go get a piercing or a tattoo done. You don't see the government forcing them to get a piercing or a tattoo on their arm or anywhere on their ear or body.
Yeah.
It's the people's right.
Well, you
to their freedom.
You know that there was people that were getting told they would have to wear like a tag on their shirt, you know, like the Jews did.
Yeah.
Saying that they weren't vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's wrong. And for in New York City, especially New York City, when they said that whoever didn't get vaccinated were not allowed to leave their homes and they're going to have law enforcement outside their house.
Yeah, take a lot.
That was uncalled for. That should never have even been allowed, because that's a violation of our Constitution.
Well, okay. So let's, besides all those topics, I know you. I'll go ahead and scoot past the that one conversation.
Go ahead. You're good.
In California, the crime rates in San Francisco were going through the roof.
Oh my God! Even Chicago.
Well. But in California, San Francisco in particularly, they were angry with the DA there They recalled that DA. They made put a petition, recalled him, and he's no longer has a job.
Exactly.
And then they tried doing the same thing in LA, and magically, unlike how our, you know, mail-in ballots are, there wasn't enough signatures because, well, they had the signatures, but they weren't valid according to the election department. So they it didn't go through. So the guy that's not doing his job in LA is still has his job.
And it shouldn't be.
Well, yeah, and all these bad things keep happening, and they're like, "Hey, well, you know, you heard about 7-Eleven, and you know, it happens. Things like this happen." No, it doesn't. It shouldn't.
Exactly, it shouldn't happen, and especially when it comes down to a presidential election,
right?
When we all know everybody knows that Trump got more votes than Biden. It's clear. They even proved it on 60 Minutes on TV. If anyone watches that. They even brought it out that they actually messed up. And the thing is, though, if they actually did mess up like they say they did, why still give Biden that seat and that throne in the White House when that should be Trump?
And I think Democrats' argument with that is valid. I mean, I give it to him. Well, he went to court and he lost and lost and he lost. And that's the problem. It's just like when you get accused of murder and they let you go because, well, you're not guilty, but then they come back and say, "Oh, well, you are guilty. Sorry, you can't do it again." So I think they're doing the same thing. I think that's how it works. He cannot go to court and say, you know, like 2000 Mules came out. There's plenty of evidence in that movie that the election fraud happened. And you can't just kick that to court now and try to argue. We look like conspiracy theorists. We look like idiots because, unfortunately, as much as I love Trump and I would vote for him again in 2024, especially with what's going on now, he kept going with the fraud thing, and it's got
old killing him. And that's the thing I've been agreeing with.
Yeah.
And the other thing is too, is that. I'm actually impressed. Trump is actually, like in the new campaign ad, he's not even mentioned the fraudulent election.
Yeah.
Which I'm really thrilled with.
He's talking about the horrible economy and how things are.
Yeah, exactly. He's a businessman. Businessman will always put America first.
Yeah.
Because a businessman knows what it's like. Because he didn't become a businessman overnight. He worked day in and day out. To become what he has become.
And the Democrats are right. He made failures. He did fail. Mm-hmm. Stuff. But you can't do anything without failing.
Nope. You can't. You can't improve.
Right. So how do you expect people to learn things if you aren't going to let them fail? If you're going to sit there and just stab them in the back for making a mistake and doing something they probably shouldn't have done, like coming out of college, then what do you expect? It's not going to just magically be like, oh, it's a moneymaker there. That's, you know, just because he thought it was a moneymaker doesn't mean it's going to be.
And keep in mind, when Trump ran for presidency, he was, I believe, either the second or third president to turn down taking a paycheck for being the president of the White House.
Yeah, exactly.
He turned it down. Why? Because money is not a problem to him. Yes, people might look at him as, oh, he got so much money, he has this, he has that. No, it does not go by that. What it goes by is how much he cares about our economy, how much he cares about how much times we've been ripped off by China, which he said numerous of times.
Yeah.
We've been ripped off by other countries. We've been taken over and we've been siding with the enemy the whole time.
And here's the thing is, you know, you spoke about the electric car thing and you knowing I have one.
I know.
The thing is, the reason why it's bad that we're going jumping into it isn't because our economy can't handle it. It isn't because the environment can't handle it. It's because there's not enough charging stations around that is going to be able to handle these many cars coming out.
Exactly. And that's the thing. And the other thing is that Biden signed the Green New Deal, which everyone knows in the election, back when the election, when the
the debates came on TV, everyone noticed Trump asked Biden specifically about the Green New Deal. Are you, he's going to sign the Green New Deal. He kept denying it and saying, no, we're not going to sign the Green New Deal. What did he do when he first took office? He signed the Green New Deal.
Yeah. He's not going to ban fracking. And what's going on now? We're banning fracking.
Exactly. And Trump even warned us about it ahead of time and said, immediately you go and sign a new Green New Deal and affect, especially in a crisis of COVID-19, he even said it in raising minimum wage up, like how Biden did.
Yeah.
Yep. It's going to hurt our economy. It's going to start losing business, destroy companies. And America's not going to come out on top. It's going to tumble.
We've lost so much. And that's the thing is, John Pierre is like, oh, we're not in a recession. We're in a transitional period. What are we transitioning? We're not.
Do you know what we're transitioning to? It's not called a recession. It's called the Biden session.
I said Joe session.
Yep.
And it's only getting worse. And we're just going to keep spending and keep throwing money at it. Keep throwing money at it. Maybe it'll work. And it's funny because the economist said, yes, it's not, you know, it's nothing's going to happen right now. Eventually things will turn around, but eventually they mean like many, many years from now.
Mm-hmm.
But how many of us are going to lose our Social Security because of idiots like this?
A lot of people. And there's a lot of people that are on Social Security because of disabilities. A lot of people are on them because they're retired and they deserve to get what they got coming from the state from working their whole lives away.
Yeah.
And for them just to go and just say, hey, one day we're just going to go ahead and just take it all away. But what about the people that, blue-collar workers especially, working your whole life away, spending all the money you possibly can, saving up much money for your family to do family things, oriented things. And the government's going to come one day and just say, that's it, we're taking away your Social Security rights. We're going to take that money away. Where in there can people survive when, okay, if you are retired and you can't get compensation for after you retired, did your duties of what you did working, being a hard worker, and all the taxes you paid over the time, over the years?
Yeah.
What's going to eventually happen to everyone's property? The government's going to go and put a lien on your house. They're going to come, so you owe too much taxes, they're going to take it. And that I disagree with. And what I really think was, like, if Trump, like, when Trump comes back in, if he comes back in as president, which I think is if, like, when you know how you have, like, a mortgage on your house.
Right.
And the property tax in some places are high. They're really high. And is that if I were in charge, what I would do or try to do or fight to do is people that own their homes outright from the bank, they should be excluded from their taxes. They own their homes for their property. They should no longer have to pay property tax.
Right.
Because when you get retired and you get old, yes, you are old. You can't really do much of anything. You know, when people go to retire, I heard they're about to reach the retirement age of boosting up to, what is it, 70?
Well, yeah, it's because they don't want to pay Social Security.
Exactly. And that's the whole thing. Like, if they go and do that and boost up to 70 years old until you retire, we're basically working our whole lives away just for the government to keep town taking what they can take. And where's it going to leave us? It's going to leave us 6 feet in the ground, no time to spend time with our family, our friends, our loved ones, and do those fun, nice, adventurous things that people like to do when they retire. They like to be in a retirement home that they build and go on vacations and that stuff and just look around the whole world.
I can't remember. I can't remember who said it, but somebody said, when you work, you go get a job and they take taxes out. Then you use that money that you make from that paycheck and they take money from the money you spent from that money.
Exactly.
And then when you get older, they give you your Social Security, but they tax the money that you got taxed on.
Exactly.
And they continue to do it.
And
it's your money.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the other thing. I totally agree. Like, example, like your 401k at your jobs, the 401k, The minute you go and take a loan out of your 401k, say if you need to purchase something, like make a major purchase, say you're taking a loan out of your 401k to buy a house or buy a vehicle, or might go on vacation, all the money for it, you need to take a loan out. The minute you go and do that, all that money that you spent busting your ass off to make that living and put all that money away in your 401k, the government takes a big chunk of that, and you only get a little bit of it.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Well, I think we spent some good time on that topic there. I do got one for you. I got one for you.
Got it.
So, how do you feel about transing the kids?
Transferring? What do you mean? I'm sorry, I'm being a little bit more specific.
And it's okay. Transing the kids. So, you know, little Susie, she's 5 years old, and
yeah,
comes up to mommy and says, "I play with boy toys. I'm a boy." Mommy goes, no, Susie, you're a girl.
Oh, okay, I see where this is going.
Right. So she's saying she wants to be a boy, and you know, mommy's like, no. We're let's see what's going on. Let's see. Well, you take little Susie to the psychologist. The psychologist says, Susie, believes that she was meant to be a boy. She plays with, race cars, and she doesn't play with Barbies like normal girls do. You know, she wants to be a boy.
So yeah.
You as a good parent should go get her, you know, estrogen to become boys. And, you know, that's exactly how, you know, they're doing it now. They're saying, now, you know, if you don't trans your kid, if you don't change their sex from female to male, then you are going to have your kids taken away, and we're going to go do it.
That I don't agree with.
And they're chopping, they're physically chopping off body parts. They're chopping off the boobs of little girls, and they're adding boobs to little boys, and then they're chopping off the genitalia of the boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that's just too much. I get it. When you turn 18, you can do what you want. You can go get your tattoos. You can go get, you know, whatever you want. And obviously I'm not against any of that. I don't even care if you want to go change your body. Go do what you got to do. You pay for it, not me. And do what you want to do. But my child was born a girl, and the doctor didn't guess when they said scientifically, biology says that's a girl.
Yeah.
That she's a girl. Not no matter if she plays with boy toys. I want my kids to play with every toy. I try to get them into Hot Wheels. I don't care. They're not boys because they want to play with a car or a monster or a dinosaur. They're girls.
Exactly.
And the way that they're doing things now, oh my gosh. Like, there was, I don't know if you heard, it was an 11-year-old. She's the first 11-year-old to strut her stuff down the fashion line. And she said she's so proud. She's so proud to be the voice of trans people.
Yeah.
And this little girl was 5 years old when she transitioned from a boy to a girl.
Yeah.
Five. I'm sorry, that's child abuse.
That is child abuse.
Like, how can you take a child and do that?
Yeah.
And there was, I don't know, America it's not happening, but in Canada, a dad told his ex-wife, I'm guessing, that he would not take his daughter to become a boy.
Yeah.
And she identified as a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said, you need to go take her to go get, you know, sex change. You need to go get her, you know, like puberty blockers and all that stuff. She has to be a boy. So that's what she wants to be. That's what she's going to be.
And yeah.
Because he said, no, I'm not doing that. They took away every right that man had and gave it to, actually, yeah, I believe that's the man, that the story.
Yeah.
But either way, mom or dad, doesn't matter, gave the rights to the mom. And now he doesn't get to see his child anymore because he wants his daughter to be his daughter, not to be his son, which he doesn't have a son. He has a daughter. And if that ever happened in America, I'm telling you, things would just fall apart.
Oh, they would. Dramatically.
Yeah. And besides all that, they're giving kids medications. In some schools, they will give your kid a medication without telling you. Like COVID-19 vaccines or, you know, puberty blockers. They can, if you sign the little paper that says they can give you any medication they want, then they can give you whatever medication they want. As soon as you find out that your school, your teacher in that school is trying to trans your child, you mm-hmm. pull your child out of that school. That
second. Exactly. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because I tell you what, right now, there's so much things going on, such as the, what's that new one that they're trying to do to teach kids the racial stuff? My brain can't think of it right now, but they're in school, they were trying to teach kids about, you know, how black kids are being treated badly and how
exactly.
You know, that to me is inappropriate. We have a history for that.
Yes, we do.
Slavery. We did have slavery.
And I mean, since they brought up the word slavery, I'm not going off topic. It's actually maybe a little bit similar, but in reality, about this whole slavery situation, yes, African Americans were used as slaves back then. Yes. Segregation time anymore. But the thing is, when it comes to slavery, if you kind of think about it nowadays, now that we're all united as one people and everyone sees us as that, there still is slavery in the United States, which technically there is. I mean, we got to pay a lot of money in taxes. And keep in mind, or any type of taxes at all on anything that you own, you go to jail. Just like if you don't file anything on your income tax.
Oh, yeah.
You go to jail.
And they hired 80,000 people with guns, by the way, to do audits on your taxes.
And that's the whole thing. Like, if people would just realize, like, they can look at it either way and still be racist in their way, but it's their way of ignorance. And that's the way I'm trying to say, like, you know, slavery ended for African Americans a long time ago, and they still bring up the fact. But if everyone would look at it as United States citizens, as an Americans, they will realize that, you know, we're all technically slaves right now. Because, I mean, even though it's a free country and you can explore, like, you know, do anything you want to do, like, you can.
Well, you don't have freedom anymore.
No, that freedom of speech got taken away. Like, dude, I already know when it comes to freedom of speech, you got to be careful what you say nowadays, because freedom of speech can get you in jail. And it's our First Amendment right by our founding fathers. They wrote it in the Constitution.
Right.
The First Amendment right of freedom of speech. And keep in mind, I know a long time ago, you know, way before my time, definitely. But we learned about it in history class back when I was in school about Martin Luther King Jr. He was being a freedom of speech person. And he was practicing his rights and sticking up for African Americans, which is not wrong. He did the right thing. And he got killed. And, you know, and the thing about the First Amendment right thing is that everyone has the right to freedom of speech. Yep. And that's what everyone frowns upon, that no one believes in that freedom of speech category anymore. And, like, even inside court systems, you ever take notice that you can't, like, when you see a cop in a badge, okay, there's a lot of cops out there that abuse their power, abuse their badge. And when people like us use our First Amendment right to defend ourselves against the wrong accusations, we get penalized for them in a court of law.
Yeah.
The court of law was based upon our founding fathers, who wrote in Constitution that our First Amendment right was to have freedom of speech and not to be condemned on our rights.
Right.
And the other thing, like, about everything else that's going on right now, like with the Trump thing, and, you know, I don't mean to get back into that, but
yeah,
but that plays a role in it a little bit, because you look at it, and when it comes down to the First Amendment right about freedom of speech, or whatever the case may be, stripped away, because the minute we go, and like a cop can go to you but he wants to, like a judge can, they can curse at you, but you can't curse at all in the court of law. You can't curse them out.
Yeah,
but they're using their freedom of speech, and they don't get penalized for it. But a minute, a civilian like us that busts our ass for a living and pay their taxes and pay their wages, we can't say what we want to say to them, or else we get penalized and get locked up, which I don't agree with.
Right. Well, you know, you speak about, you know, cops had, you know, not doing their job. In Uvalde, Texas, there was this guy who was just staying around. They didn't do anything. They didn't go to the school. It took a off-duty National Guardsman to go in there and shoot the guy.
Exactly.
And then there was a shooting. Oh, I don't know if you heard about this one. There was a shooting over in El Mirage, Arizona. And
yep,
there was the guy what came up from the river bottom. He was a homeless guy. And that river bottom is known for homeless people. Guy came up from there. Somebody claimed that he had a weapon. They didn't verify or had no proof that he had a gun.
Exactly.
And he went to the school and tried to get, you know, he was in the school. So they locked the school down, and parents heard that this happened. So they rushed to the school, because they, you know, they're not going to do Uvalde again and let it happen. They're not going to let these officers just sit there and do nothing. So exactly. They went there to go protect their children. And three people got arrested because they decided to fight the police to go in. And people are arguing and defending the police, saying, oh, well, the police said that it was under, you know, it was under control. They had everything cleared. Mm-hmm. You don't understand. After Texas, what makes you think that parents are just going to, like, believe you?
Exactly.
The cops, that's the problem. Lie.
They do.
Yeah.
And that's the whole reason, like, back when Trump was president and people were going to him and saying about, like, the whole George Floyd situation that happened.
Yeah.
I mean, that cop never put his, he should never kneel down on his neck. No. Which, yeah, I agree with. All that was wrong.
That was abuse of power. And we're not disagreeing with him. He deserved to be in trouble, but.
Exactly. And yeah, that's the whole thing. Like, I understand people get angry when they see, you know, as in black people, I'm not being racist or anything like that, you know, but they, whenever they see one of their own get killed, I'm not saying all that, but yeah, some, they go and they protest and they have a riot, yes. But what about the white lives that are being taken as well from drug dealers?
You can't talk about that, you're gonna get us kicked off of the internet, man. Just kidding.
But
that's true, though.
It's true. Like, what about these drug dealers that are going out here killing innocent people, as in with the fentanyl that's going on the streets? Trump is trying to maintain that and get rid of the illegal drugs off our streets, and most of them are coming from Mexico. A lot of them are coming from China, especially fentanyl. Fentanyl is coming overseas from China, which they already, I think they seized, I don't know if you've seen that, a while back they seized fentanyl, like, what was it, over like a lot of grams of fentanyl coming off of out of China.
Right.
And it's just, we're trying to stop these people that are overdosing on the streets. We're trying to do that. But at the same time, that's going to take some time to get rid of. And not only that, but like the cops abusing their ass. And Trump was trying to, he even said there's a lot of bad apples in there that should not be. And Trump was trying to do everything he could to fix that problem and have extra schooling available to educate these new officers that are coming in. But then you go and elect the president, as in Biden, right, to defund the police movement. And not only that, but whenever you're killed on TV or anything like that, you don't see Biden going after the thing, like, as in, like, when cops kill innocent civilians. And that's what I'm going to blame the African-American culture as, because there's a lot of innocent civilians out there that are colored that get murdered on the streets, which is unacceptable. And a lot of it has to do with a lot of racist cops out there. And but Biden, instead of dealing with that problem, he's more focused on stripping our Second Amendment right to bear arms away and trying to put he's raising the taxes up, was it 1,000% on our AR-15s, assault rifles?
Yeah.
He's trying to raise the tax on that, which make it completely impossible for anyone to afford. But the Constitution and our founding fathers, they put it in for assault weapons to be used. And they're being used for, if the day that the government turns on its people is a day that, you know, we can defend ourselves against our own government, because the government has no control over its people.
And we're already
people over the government. Yeah, I know. We've already been there.
I don't know. Well, you were talking about drugs and everything, and how Donald Trump was trying to stop drugs from coming in.
Oh yeah, that's true. But, yeah, I'm sorry, I got a little bit off topic there.
Then you bring Biden in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I said Biden. You bring Biden in, and he says, "Here's some free crack pipes."
Yep.
What? How are you going to stop drugs when you give them drugs?
Exactly. And that's the thing. And I'm not going to say anything about, well, maybe I might get a little bit into that. But what our government is trying to do as of right now, and I'm already saying this, I'm already speaking about it, about the drug situation.
Yeah.
The government went and they're doing the medical marijuana thing, which they say in a few years it should be recreational to everybody, and they're going to tax it. Which is fine. There's no big deal with that. But we all know where this is going to turn to. Eventually, the government's going to make their own heroin. They're going to make their own cocaine. They're going to make everything else. To stop the drug dealing on the streets, they're going to make people pay top dollar.
Yeah.
And make it look like they're getting top quality stuff.
What I will say is, and I hope to God they don't come out with man-made drugs and sell
them. And I hope not either. But that's the way. Yeah, I've been looking at things. When I seen about the medical marijuana thing, I'm like, wait a second here.
I'm not pro cocaine, but FYI, cocaine is a natural substance. It was not man-made.
Exactly, just like marijuana was.
Right. So I'm not saying it should be illegal either, but if we're going to go in that realm, if we're going to talk about how things are going to become legal after marijuana, the only other thing that's really natural is mm-hmm. cocaine. Anything else is unnatural, and why would you allow somebody to do that unless that drug is actually helping? And
exactly.
Now they're setting up these buildings to allow homeless people and drug addicts to safely go to a clean place to shoot up their heroin or do their drugs. But the problem is, instead of it helping, they're bringing drug dealers in there, and they're selling drugs mm-hmm. straight in there.
Yep. And not only that, but I'm not going a little bit off topic, maybe not. But the other thing is too, about the whole situation with like the drug situation and everything else, like people waste their time and money. And I know they have like, you know, a lot of people suffer from depression, which yeah, that's a big thing, you know, and they can't cope with their feelings, which is definitely acceptable. I don't talk down on anyone like that because, you know, I went through situations of my own.
Yeah.
But like, when it comes down to, you know, there's an easier way out. And the easier way out to them purchasing that type of stuff is they're thinking, oh, it makes me feel good, makes me feel better, you know, they don't feel depressed anymore, whatever.
Yeah.
But the thing is that we have government funded agencies that try to get people off the drugs. And what I've been experiencing was here in Pennsylvania is that a lot of these organizations that people go to get themselves clean and get them off of the stuff, they're going and giving them more drugs on top of the drugs they already are taking.
Oh yeah. They're like, I used to be a I used to be a cab driver, and I used to take them to the clinics to get their medical,
methadone. Yeah, just like to get off heroin, just like for people to get off heroin addictions, they take methadone. Which is nothing wrong with methadone. I mean, yeah, it does help some people, yes. But the thing is, though, people gotta realize the terms of methadone. Methadone is also related in the same category as methamphetamine.
Okay.
Which, I mean, I understand there's some people out there that it does help to get them off drugs. Yes, it helps.
But then they get addicted.
Then they get addicted. And the thing is, also inside hospitals, if you ever take notice, they put you in under anesthesia or pain medicine. So you can, after you get done with surgery, you get medicated so you don't feel nothing. They don't realize the drugs that are using that are government used and approved by the FDA that people are getting addicted to off these drugs that the chemicals are putting in everyone's bodies from after getting surgery, and people are going to addiction route.
Yeah.
They should be finding something in scientific. They should be using. Trump said we have it. For our scientists to use something better, to find another replacement for type of things like this, and to try to get the addiction rate down lower, so that way people will stop feeling the need to use. Because some medications out there can also make people get depressed. It can give them illusions and thoughts, like people that quit smoking, for instance. That's like the craziest thing, and it's just. That's something that needs to be done also, because people don't get just addicted overnight.
No,
it takes something to get addicted to.
I have family that's addicted, but
I know.
Let's go ahead. We're getting to our 1 hour mark here, so
yep.
I wanted to make sure we hit one thing that I wanted to make sure we hit every week. I'm gonna go through it this time since it's your first time with me.
Got it.
So I'm gonna go pull up a news article from. The beloved CNN, so we could pick apart their story,
yeah,
and talk about it. Here, give me a second.
I got it.
All right, CNN.com, and if people at home can always look at this up if you want to cross examine what I'm saying. Okay, so, and go figure the. First thing on the main screen that we're going to talk about. It's what we were talking about today. Classified material at Mar-a-Lago causes concern in White House. Let me click on it here.
Go ahead.
Is a video. Hopefully it doesn't play. Okay, it's not going to play. White House officials privately expressed concern about classified information taken to Mar-a-Lago. Why? Why are they? Why would you be worried? Let's see. I'm going to read it real quick, and then we'll go tear it apart. So I got White House officials have privately expressed deep concern over the trance of classified material taken from former President Donald Trump's home in Florida, including some documents that are only meant to be viewed only in secure government facilities, CNN has learned. CNN, correction, they were declassified.
Yeah.
As more information has emerged in the days since FBI agents combed the former president's private residence, current administration officials have become increasingly concerned about what Trump took and whether that information, some located in a basement-level storage facility at Mar-a-Lago, could potentially put the sources of methods of the U.S. intelligence community at risk. There is deep concern, one senior administration told CNN. Who is that? Who is that? Who is that guy? Who's the senior administration? Why can't you just tell us that?
Exactly. Because you want to know the...
go ahead.
The reason why they won't tell us who his name is and what they are, or if it's he or she...
Or they...
Is because they know for a fact that all the false accusations, they are going to point toward Trump's way because they know that he's going to run for president. It's obvious. He's running in 2024. But all the stuff they're trying to do here is that they are just using their democratic ways, the left versus the right. The left is just being corrupt, and they're not going to notice, like, put out there. Who's behind all of this? But we all know, as Americans, we all know from watching TV and that stuff and what we read upon and everything else and every day on a daily basis on the news articles. We already know who's behind it all. And I'm talking to all the Democrat supporters out there that also, because there's a lot of Democrat supporters out there too that know what's going on. And a lot, there's like a lot of Republicans know what's going on. It's a lot of BS. And at the end of the day, it has to be someone within that whole Biden organization. They won't announce the names because they know when they go announce the names, that's when all this chaos is going to start with back to where it happened from when the election was taken.
Right. Well, it does say that they've expressed concern about what Trump may have taken.
Yeah.
With direct knowledge in the matter. Community representatives have discussions with Justice Department, Congressional Intelligence Committee, and the National Archives in recent months about potentially missing sensitive documents, the source said.
Yeah. White
House officials have steadfastly maintained near silence on the matter, insisting that it is for the Justice Department to comment on the ongoing investigation.
Exactly.
Joe Biden apparently hasn't been briefed on the criminal probe. And information about it has had arrived at the West Wing via media reports. So he's apparently supposedly hearing this from the news, and that's it.
It says
they asked Wednesday whether Biden needs to be briefed on the national security implications. White House Chief Staff Ron Klain insisted the president would maintain his distance. One reason why Joe Biden got elected president is he promised that he would stay out of meddling like his predecessor did, investigations being conducted by the Justice Department. They would not politically interfere in the Justice Department's enforcing of our laws. I'm sorry. Yep. What?
I know. I see what you mean.
Like, how is he not meddling? The FBI works for him.
Exactly. He's the commander in chief.
Right. He tells them. He could say no. Leo Malone, that is getting in the middle of it. That's
bullshit. That is.
I don't know why you're saying bullshit and lying, but that's a lie.
Exactly. It is a lie. And that's the whole thing when it comes in about when people are laughing about Trump, when Trump used to say fake news, the fake news sitting there in the back of his rallies. Right. He points that out because he knows who's being fake and who's being real.
Yeah.
And that's just where it's at.
Yep. And apparently, yes, on here it says the Justice Department removed 11 sets of classified documents from Trump's home. According to documents unsealed by a judge last week, the inventory shows that some of the material recovered were marked as top secret SCI, which is the highest levels of classification. The matter that it was retrieved by the FBI, including material about French President Emmanuel Macron, which has also raised concerns inside the White House. Let's see.
If I'm not mistaken, sorry, I didn't mean to butt in there. Now, here's my question, okay? It's a CIA document by CIA. CIA is higher than FBI, correct?
Yeah.
So why is FBI investigating through CIA documents when it should be the CIA?
Well, this one says SCI.
Oh, SCI.
So I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what that term is. And if anybody
wants to
correct us on the internet, go ahead and do that.
But only classified documents, if I'm not mistaken, because the time that I've been looking like all this political stuff, classified documents, okay, I thought like classified documents would come to a president. I'm sorry.
No, I said he could declassify anything he wants.
Yeah.
Whether or not it says something is classified doesn't mean it's classified anymore. All he had to do is say, go walk into the middle of the White House and go, this is declassified, and then walk out the door with it. He can do whatever he was a president.
When exactly.
He president of the United States.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. I'm going to try. Let me scan through this real quick. I'm not going to go through that one. So it says, Biden as president, has previously raised concern about Trump's handling of sensitive information. He took the unprecedented step early in his term of cutting off Trump's access to intelligence briefings, as courtesy yep. previously extended to all former presidents. First of all, I thought you weren't meddling in it.
Exactly.
So you are, again, you are meddling in it if you're not going to allow him to go to those briefings. And we're still not allowing the president, former president, go to the briefings?
Yep.
I'm sorry. Trump goes and wins the presidential election in 2024. He needs to disband. He needs to ban every Democrat in the last 10 years
mm-hmm.
from, actually 10 years, let's go 20 years, from even being part of the intelligence briefings.
From exactly.
Bush to Clinton, none of them should be able to go to those briefings because, you know what? You could just tell a president you can't do that anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then he said, what value is giving him an intelligence briefing? He said, this was from the interview of with CBS in February 2021. So he said, what value is giving him intelligence briefings? Well, he was the president, and he might have inside information that you don't know that he may have declassified and took with him. So you don't know what he has until now.
Mm-hmm.
And he could be having all this inside information, and you're just going to be like, we don't need that information. We'll just mess up this country without you.
Pretty much.
Let's see.
And not to, it's actually similar to the topic, but you know how Biden was supposed to be involved in that category, right?
He's not supposed to be involved, yeah.
Exactly. But from what I've been reading on and what I've been actually taking notes of my own is that I know who's behind all of it, behind the whole investigation, the whole thing, whole nine yards. But they needed a presidential to sign, a president to sign off on those, on for them to go ahead and investigate. And yeah. That person is, since Trump took office from day one, the only person that's been giving him problems was Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah. Well, the thing is though, when it came to the FBI raiding Mar-a-Lago, it had to go through a judge.
Yeah, judge, yes.
So, and it had to go through somebody else that was part of that, you know, that FBI. So it mm-hmm. didn't go through her, unfortunately. We can't, as much as I'd like to, she probably didn't help it, but.
Well, exactly. The thing is that I gotta say, is that from all the stuff that's been going on about America, okay, including what's going on with Trump right now with Mar-a-Lago and the FBI, is that we're spending more time, they're wasting tremendous amount of time and tax dollars in investigating something that should have been investigated or maybe should never have been investigated a long time ago.
Yeah, if it wasn't that important, why do we wait 2.5
exactly years? Why are we focused on, like, as being a president, commander in chief, and house speaker of our nation, why worry about what's going on with the previous president and not worrying about what's going on in today's world of negotiating with enemies and doing all this other stuff? Why are we so worried about trying to change our economy and turn this country around for the better faith of the people?
Well, apparently Biden has previously questioned whether Trump was going to reveal the classified or sensitive information that he learned from this and the days when he was president. So he's worried that, you know, he's going to deliver it, as CNN likes to call it, off the cuff, which,
yeah,
you know, is basically blurbing his mouth and running it. And,
yeah,
well, if it's declassified, he can say whatever the hell he wants, honestly.
Exactly.
But, if it's not declassified and he says something, well, then you can, say whatever you want. But here's the thing. Everything right now is January 6th is what they started. Nancy Pelosi yeah. started this January 6th committee and got, what's her name? I just forgot her name. Not McCain. Let's see. Hold on. I'm trying to figure out where it was here. Oh, Liz Cheney. She got Liz Cheney to join her in the January 6th committee. And
yeah.
We're sending a clear message, people. We are sick and tired of hearing it.
Exactly.
This team just lost in Wisconsin, Illinois, not Illinois. I think it was why missing. Is that right? It was either it was either Wyoming or it might have been Wyoming. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
So she was running again to be in office in Wyoming and she lost. They're done. We're done hearing it. We're done hearing it from Trump. We're done hearing it from the Democrats. We're done hearing it. Our country is going down the tubes and it is time to stop.
And I'm speaking for everybody. And it comes down to when it comes around to the election time again. And I don't want to take any sides, but I'm telling everybody, you know, I'm just looking out for our nation and everything else. But right now, the perfect candidate, all this stuff around for our better future and a better everything for our nation, it's going to fall down to President Trump. And
what do you think, Ron DeSantis?
What was that?
What do you think? What do you think? Usually, you think it's going to run with him, Ron DeSantis, or do you think Ron DeSantis will run against him?
To be honest with you, I feel because of how much respect Trump and DeSantis has for each other, because they know each other for a very long time. And the biggest question is what you just asked was, would he run with him or run against him? I believe that Trump and DeSantis are going to have a heavy run at the election. Don't get me wrong. They're going to have a heavy run.
Yeah.
But if Trump does not bring up anything to do with the election fraud, like he's been doing so far, he hasn't been calling that out there so far. He's been doing a good job of that. I feel like he's really letting it go because he realizes what's on the line and he is worried about our nation more than that fraud election. I really believe that Ron DeSantis, at some point in time, I have a feeling he is going to drop out of the race in support of Donald Trump.
Oh, so you think Ron DeSantis is going to run? He hasn't announced that he's going to run yet, still. Him and Trump.
I mean, he probably has an urge to run. I think what Ron DeSantis is getting at, I think what's going on, because I think with everything that's going on with Donald Trump right now and the whole stuff that's going on, that's been happening.
Yeah.
From the Democrats and everything else. I think what Ron DeSantis is really trying to do, I think if Trump would, for some odd reason, was losing the election at some point, I think Ron DeSantis would step inside his shoes. And I think Trump would support him 100%, back him. But I think he's going to go the same way that Donald Trump was going in, as in fixing our nation, our economy, and everything else. Yeah, but if somehow Trump doesn't win the election, Ron DeSantis will pick up where Trump left off.
I think Ron DeSantis will run with Donald Trump.
That's what I think.
If that doesn't work out, he'll wait and run by himself and see if that works. But exactly. I think it's going to be Trump and DeSantis in 2024. They're going to win, and then, of course, he only gets 4 years. So then Ron DeSantis should run. And I'm not sure, saying he should. I think he will run again.
And, oh, yeah, definitely.
And that's just how it's going to be.
Is that Ron DeSantis has the same mindset as Trump. He has similarities to Trump where he can pick up where Trump left off and keep this country and economy booming. He can make it happen.
Yep. Well, I guess that wraps it up for tonight with our conversation.
Sounds good.
Now, I do want to make sure that I do, and I'm not sure about you if you listen to any Daily Wire Plus podcasts. We do have, I do advertise for them. I don't get any compensation from them. We don't get any compensation from them, but we got Daily Wire Plus has plenty of podcasts on there. Of course, you got Ben Shapiro. And we got Michael Knowles. He's on there. And of course, I don't know if you guys know who Candace Owens is, but Candace Owens is also on the Daily Wire app as well. I mean, hasn't had any content because she's been on maternity leave, but she will be back. And then, of course, if you guys don't know who Matt Walsh is, he's the one that has the movie out on Daily Wire Plus called What Is a Woman? That movie is topping the charts right now. He
Yes, it is.
literally asked people, "What is a woman? Like, what's the definition?" Of
Yeah.
course, no one can answer that one because no one wants to offend people. But we all know what a woman is, and that movie
Exactly.
is perfect. So, yeah, I'm not saying, yeah, I'm not, like I said, we don't get any money from them, but join Daily Wire Plus to listen to their podcast. When you listen to them on YouTube, you just don't get all the special perks that you get. Like, I got a free cup from them. If you join them and get on their highest level, it's a little expensive, but you can pay it yearly. You can get comes it's $5 for shipping and handling. And then another thing I do want to advertise, which they do advertise on Daily Wire Plus, is if you are shaving, if you're a person that shaves your face, if you've ever heard of Harry's, have you ever heard of Harry's?
Yes, I have. I see them on TV commercials.
So Harry's used to, advertise on Daily Wire Plus, and then that there is no such thing as a they them. There's only a man and a woman. There's only two genders. They stopped advertising on their app, saying that there was, they didn't agree with their information, so they couldn't do it anymore. So Daily Wire Plus came out with their own razors, and if you're interested in it, and if you can hear this, it's called IHateHarrys.com. The owner of Daily Wire Plus came out with his own razor brand. You get products to come with it. You get a starter kit and everything. So if you're hearing this, you can go and join them as well. Get that the razors there. Other than that, first, you guys heard the advertisement with anchor.fm. That's at the beginning. Other than that, I think that's all we got. Maybe we can get together next week, Dakota, and I can let you start off this whole conversation if you want to get some investigative shit going on,
Yeah, it sounds good.
All right. Well, it was a great night with everybody. I hope you all have a great night, and we'll see you guys next week.
Yep, I see you.
All right. Have a good night, Dakota.
You too.
Bye-bye.